mine has a saying, which she keeps for times when she feels things, I guess it could be out of hand, when she feels that things need to stay grounded. She says, it's no good being so heavenly minded that you're no earthly use. And I find that really helpful. It draws our attention to our need for both the inspiration which comes from God and for the longing we have to make a difference. But in order to make a difference, we need to be grounded, to be earthed. And we need to see the bigger picture, to envisage a better future, a world which is united and healed in Christ. And we have both those aspects in our readings this morning. Isaiah has this extraordinarily powerful, but very otherworldly vision of the Lord. It is so real that it does not occur to him not to respond. He knows he is not worthy, can never be worthy. But the Lord deals with that symbolically, making it impossible for anything which is not holy to survive in his speech. Isaiah then understands himself to be called, commissioned by God, even. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Here I am, send me. But we perhaps need to dig a little deeper, because how many of us have actually put up our hands for a commission? Because we could see how much it needed to be done. And we thought we could probably just about sort of do it. And we later found that actually that was about us, because it really didn't fit for whatever reason. Instead of growing into the role as our wishful thinking had suggested, we found that somehow, however hard we worked, it really didn't fit. And then, of course, we have the decision about stepping back in ways or times that we perhaps wouldn't have chosen. So how do we know whether something is ours to do or whether it isn't? Well, it could be said that Isaiah's experience was so powerful that effectively he had no choice. He had experienced the glory of God and the beauty of creation and communities. He had also known the ugliness and abuse which follows when there is no mutual respect. He understood that he was being called, yanked even, into speaking God's glory and love into difficult times and situations. And he longed to fulfill that powerfully and faithfully, and he accepted that commission. In total dependence on God, he prophesied long years to the people, and he encouraged them in that same reliance on God in times of hardship and of exile. And the gospel offers us another picture. It shows us generous fishermen who loan their boat to their friend as a floating pulpit. They've been up night fishing, they're getting things in order for the following night. They are tired. Their hands are full, sorting out the nets. Their ears, their heads, and their hearts are full of Jesus' words. And of course, that's often the best way to listen and learn, when your hands are doing something else and your heart, your soul is freewheeling, especially if we're thinking of the words of the Son of God. So when Jesus told them it was a good time for another fishing trip, they listened, they heard him. And although he he was a carpenter and they fished as a way of life and probably knew a bit about fishing, they did what he said. They cast off. Their nets were ready and they found themselves in the light, letting them down into the water again. But when someone you really trust asks you to do something, you find yourself doing it. So they did. And they had to depend on each other, to work together, to land their unexpectedly huge and rich catch. It is amazingly large. It was their habit to work together, a community of fishermen, each expertly fulfilling their role. And then Luke turns his attention to Peter. Like Isaiah in our first reading, Peter does not doubt that he is in the presence of God. Isaiah and Peter both know that they are beyond unworthy to be there, and they say that. They also sense that they are to offer their lives to God for a purpose from that moment, and they do so. Isaiah's commission is for him as an individual to speak the word of God to God's people, to be a lone voice crying in the wilderness. The disciples' call is for each and all of them. Yes, Peter will be commissioned as their leader, but they all have their individual roles to play. And that's the model which the Apostle Paul continued in his time. It's what we have inherited. It evolves over the years to be appropriate to changing circumstances. It depends both on respecting each other's talents and roles and on listening to God. We are all to treasure our God-given gifts, to be generous with them, and to pray and to learn to understand about how they all fit together in Christ's community here. We are to discern, to discuss, to work together to find out how and where the energy of the Holy Spirit is leading us, and we are to encourage each other in showing God's love whenever and wherever we can, so that we can both be of some earthly use, because we are loving, because we are heavenly minded. Amen.